Aloha from the Garden Island of Kauai, and welcome to KKCR's Talk Story series, dedicated to sharing the music of Hawaii. Ernie Cruz Jr. has one of the most recognizable voices in contemporary Hawaiian music. As singer for the Ka'au Crater Boys, Ernie enjoyed great success throughout Hawaii and around the world, with his clear melodic vocals and upbeat surf songs. Also a member of the very talented Cruz family, Ernie continues to write and perform on his home island of Oahu. Join KKCR's Kilipaki Vaughn and Ernie Cruz Jr. as they talk story.
We're here interviewing Ernie Cruz Jr. What age did you get started in music, and what motivated you to get started in music?
We grew up in Pololo and went to Anuenue Elementary School. During that time, once you reach fourth grade, there was time set aside for ukulele. I think at that stage, the main influence seed planter was ukulele teacher Mrs. Jane Kamauoha. She taught everybody how to play ukulele in, you know, pretty much around our age, from the Troy Fernandez's to all my brothers and sisters to anybody who reached fourth grade around that mid-1960, late 60 era, early 70, you learned from her. Yeah.
All right, on. So generations, right?
Pretty much.
Oh, good.
She taught everybody ukulele. That was amazing. She had a lot of patience too. I remember her.
So how did you get started into guitar? I mean, it's obviously one of your fortes. I've seen you play percussion, guitar, and bass as well.
Yeah,
so
a little bit bass.
How did you get started in moving that direction?
Jared Intermediate, they had a music class. Yeah, they had a bunch of different instruments. Kind of the class was set up where you could experiment with anyone. And, you know, I realized that in early age, the more instruments you can play, the more guys you can play with. So,
sure.
And there was a line for each instrument. So as soon as somebody put one out, you got to go grab
jump them. On it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
And it wasn't just a music class. It was actually a performing class. So it was like a Polynesian music class. So we'd learn songs. And then most of the girls just gravitated to dancing hula. And then we'd go out and do shows for, like, you know, senior citizen home or at the mall, all those really cool community free gigs. It was an excuse to run away from school, actually, during school. So I always signed up for that class every year.
Yes.
It was a little escape from school clause.
Maybe part of it was also self-taught to some degree, right? You know, being able to pick up each instrument. And if you were self-taught, but you have some mentors out there, and who would you consider some of your mentors or your teachers other than Mrs. Kamauoha?
That Polynesian music class continued through high school. So in intermediate, it was Mrs. O. Helen O was her name. She was pretty patient too. You know, I guess that's one kind of almost common thread that runs through all these music teachers. And, you know, because until you figure out how to play, it's just noise.
Right.
So, and you get 10 people making noise at once, you got to have patience. And then in high school, it was William Canetta was our Polynesian music class teacher. The good thing was about, I think, all three of these teachers was that now in retrospect, they showed you a little bit of, I guess what you call music theory, but equal and maybe a little bit more, just let you experiment, you know, and gave you the space. It wasn't like they were writing us every day going A, B, C. They just kind of told us what to do. And then once we figured out how to put the fingers and make the chords, yeah, go play. Because then they can kind of cruise too, I guess.
Yeah, and you can figure it out, right?
Yeah, they gave us space. So I just realized that now. They gave us a lot of space.
The space to be creative.
To be creative, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. One day soon the sun's gonna shine, and you'll be mine until the end of time. We will soar and yes, we'll fly. One day soon you and I. One day soon I wake up and find love and fine for all my mango. Warm embrace, this my love one day soon. Ite, I pray you come back to me and open up your loving arms, oh boy. Baby, you are my destiny. Give you all my woman's charm. One day soon life's gonna change. You and I will be as one again. We'll soar, yes, you fly. One day soon, you know. Each day I pray you'll come back to me. Open up your loving arms. Oh, whoa, whoa. Baby, you are my destiny. Give it from my mama's charm. One day soon life's gonna change. You and I will be here. Oh, yeah. We will soar and yes, we'll fly. One day soon, you and I. One day soon, you and I. One day soon. This real mushy song, boy. You don't love this mush. It goes on. I never thought a love affair would end, but here I am singing sad love songs again. Situation never gets the best of me, 'cause you will always be my love. Oh, you will always be my love. You're the only one that I'm really thinking of. Consolation is alive. one above. Oh, you'll always be my love. There's no one on the side, and there's no one above.
So in terms of nowadays, when you want to be creative and compose, what brings you into that mood and sets that tone for you to say if you just want to start writing? I'm not sure. Some people just want to write, and then they go record.
Uh-huh.
But how does that work for you in terms of composition?
My regular job, it's really noisy. And then anytime there's a gig, it always, you know, there's always a lot of noise. And any kind of like quiet time, if I sit quiet at home and I got guitars lying around like most guys who play or whatever, when it's quiet, you know, Paul work and Paul shower and just kind of kicking back, and that's a good time always to just grab a guitar and play a little. I'm not like focusing on writing or creating anything, but sometimes you just grab it and
stuff
happens. Yeah. Right. I noticed that a lot of kids are kind of playing the kind of mimicking the style of rhythm that I play, and I thought that was a kick, because my guitar teacher that I ever really had, I had one lesson at Harry's Music Store, and the old Japanese man told me, okay, sit this way and hold a pick this way and do it this way. And after that 1 hour, he said, you're playing wrong. No. And after that hour, I never went back. But then I find out later, a lot of these great guitars, they don't use a pick, and they pick with their fingers. And Uncle had his own perception of, the right way and the wrong way. But I found out through those little personal experiences that, you know, music more than anything is feel, man, in my opinion. If you got good feel and you listen, you can pick up. And in a perfect world, you can name the theory that goes behind all the chord progressions. And those are beautiful things to know and powerful tools that if you want to be a well-rounded musician, you want that in your pouch, the ability to call chords and play those. But some of the best people and musicians I know, man, Hawaiian style,
just play by
just
ear.
Just look and listen. We can hear all these things and play, and that's just that's tradition, you know? Kind of like how when they say the paniolo, learn the slack key, when the Mexican paniolo went sleep, they leave the guitar, and then Hawaiian go pick up and play. And watch, mimic what you heard and seen. And it's crazy how human nature, and then, you know, amazing, you know, what you can do by watching and just listening. And feel. If you got feel, you can play. This one is just a sort of an instrumental thing. My cousin came up to, I was living in Papakulea before I moved to where I live now, in Waikai, and my cousin came up to film my grandmother. She passed away June 13, 2005. She was pure Hawaiian. Her name was Mariah Ka'ahanui Lono Suganuma. She married Japanese. But cousin came to do some kind of report and film grandma, this and that. And she said, hey, cuz, you can play one little background, and came up with this. So I'll just call it grandma song. It goes like this. My grandma was born on Maui, Lahaina, past Lahaina, one valley after Kapalua Ridge, Honokau. So I go, hey, grandma, what? You guys growing up? Yeah, your brothers live right by Honolulu. Surf or what? She go, no, nobody surf. Go, what about your sisters? Dance hula? Nobody dance. What's up with that? She go, only work every day. No more surf. You know, I said, gee, how's that? You live right next to Honolulu and no surf. But anyway, I used to sing this song. This song was written by Kuili. I asked his daughter if I could record a version in the near future, but she, I used to play it on the boat all the time, like this, tourist style. I am going to the island of the valley, to Lahaina, you know, just a million times. And one day I was sitting at home, and it was quiet, and I grabbed the guitar, and grandmother just passed away. And I started thinking about her, and then I thought about this song, and I went, wow, I wonder if I just played it a little slower. So imagine, if you will, I'm probably going to put some vibes in. So, plum, 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 kind of a rubato kind of thing, too, maybe, or just a slower tempo. But it goes, I am going to the island of the valley. To Lahaina, Lahaina Luna, where the mountains are green, you will find me. Plum, 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 plum. In Lahaina, Lahaina Luna, they say Maui no ka'oi, and I is the only place for me. That's where you'll find me. Down by the seaside, watching the moonlight in a twinkling starlight, the morning sunrise, the golden sunset, oh, in Lahaina, Lahaina. And I agree that Maui no go is the only place for me. That's where you'll find me. Watching the moonlight in the twinkling starlight, the morning sunrise and the golden sunset.
As far as being a cruise, father, brothers, plane, maybe sisters, tell me what that means to you.
I'm just amazed that, you know, everybody picked up music to the level that they did. And then for people to come up and make comments like, hey, you guys, hey, like the Pahi Nui family and this and that, I'm really just blown away. I mean, I never thought about it that way, you know.
And what is the future lineage of the Cruz family, like, no, Ohana?
I got a couple of nephews that like playing, but they live Hilo. I haven't seen them in a while. But it's funny because it kind of goes up and down and skips because my dad has married three times. And so I have, litter is a term of endearment in our family. We have three litters. And so the second litter, my two sisters, the funny thing is those girls, their mother is a Beamer. Mm-hmm. Which is associated with music and lineage and whatever. And they went to Kamehameha school and they boarded and they were in the glee club. And you figure, just surface value, Cruz plus Beamer equals A. They go, Tsiga. Not a peep comes out of those girls. Zero. Wow. And then it skipped. And then the third litter, all three of them sing and very well. So it just skips like the nephews and nieces. I think one of my nieces, maybe the younger one, she's at Kamehameha Hilo. She might be singing now and then. So there's a couple of them. I think they just kind of gravitate, if that's their thing, mm-hmm. too. Same thing.
Music usually does make you gravitate somewhere. I mean, gravitate you forward as a musician or as a listener.
Right. You know, and then there's late bloomers too. Like my brother Guy, he never sang a peep all these years. And then maybe about 10 years ago, he started singing and it was like, there's like this old blues man in there singing the blues. And I was like, wow, man.
Very cool.
Spying.
Yeah.
And then if I know my brothers or sisters are playing in a club, I like to go and sit in the way in the back and just listen and watch. It's pretty wild to watch, you know, them kind of do their thing without me saying or walking right up in front, but just kind of kicking back and just seeing what they do and how they do it and sort of the impression they make on people. That's always fun to do, kind of just be the fly on the wall and watch them.
What would be more rewarding to you, is playing with them or listening to them?
Probably playing, but listening is good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Around that same time, I wrote the song Be There, just listening to a lot of Stevie Wonder and whatever. And it goes like this. Be there when it's time to be there. See there everything you want. 'Cause the way I see it, we're all together. Whenever we want. Music's just another key that opens up the door. Everybody's got one song. What are we waiting for? Oh, be there when it's time to be there. See there everything you want. 'Cause the way I see it, we're all together. Whenever we want. Music's just another key that opens up the door. Everybody's got one soul. What are we waiting for? Baby, be here. when it's time to be here. You'll see here everything you want. Cause the way I see it, we're all together. Whenever we want. You want to hear a song? My dad wrote this song. He doesn't sing it because it's too painful. Kind of like Johnny. We trade off songs. Songs he don't want to play. That's how he did the Be There, I Did So Caught Up In You. That was a song Johnny wrote about his high school girlfriend. So he said, hey, I don't like singing this one. I like singing them. Okay. Deal. But anyway, Dad wrote this song. It's called River On My Mind. I like this song. This is one of my favorite songs. I go... You asked me just the other day why I was going away. Told you, dear, it's 'cause I have to find some places that I wanna be. Love, happiness, contentment for me. Love is like a river on my mind. Like a river on my mind. Flowing smoothly all the time. Going around the bends and curves and trying hard to find. Your love is like a river on my mind. And it goes, you ask me what I'm searching for. Said that I don't know for sure, but I only know someday I must find. Well, I love you true, and this you know, so don't you worry, 'cause when I go, your love is like a river on my mind. Running river on my mind every day. Asking myself why I went away. Well, I love you true, and this you know, and someday you'll find that your love is like a river on my mind. Oh, you ask me what I'm searching for, but I say that I don't know for sure, but I only know someday I must find. I love you true, and this you know, so don't you worry, 'cause when I go, your love is like a river on my mind. Running river on my mind every day. Asking myself why I went away. Well, I love you true, this you know, and someday you'll find that your love is like a river on my mind. Honey, your love is like a river. Like a river on my mind. La 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 on my mind. What makes it amazing again is everybody pretty much is self-taught. You know, we never really sat down in a big family circle jam and said, okay, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Just, I watched my dad and friends, my peers, and John watched, I guess, us to some degree and his peers. And everybody's had this sort of beautiful knack of just loving music and then picking it up and running in whatever direction they want to run. So it's quite amazing.
It is. I mean, just like with lineage, you mentioned Pahinui.
Yeah.
Thinking back and how all of that's come down generations.
Yeah.
Generations. And
my dad comes from the mainland, mom's from Hawaii, but unfortunately, there's no bridge from Hawaii to California. But on my dad's side, man, there's just an endless array of players. This September, there's a big get-together in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is 60 miles like south of the Canadian border. Mm-hmm. And we got cousins up there that fiddle and mandolin and dobro. I mean, like just right. With the best of them on the country music mm-hmm. side. And I'm thinking I might go take a look up there this September.
All right, Ernie Cruz going country.
I've always loved country music too. You know, bluegrass, one of my favorites, yeah.
If you could have your own personal jam session with any three musicians, living or past, who would they be?
Whoa. Oh, man, that's a hard question. Probably Uncle Gabs, you know, that's an easy out. Not just because of who he is and what he represents, but because our birthdays are the same, April 22nd.
All right.
So Uncle Gabby. And then I've always loved Eric Clapton, man. And we got the same initials. Where is this team going? So me and EC, I would love to sit. And then just last week, again, on my father's side, there's a lot of wonderful cousins that play and sing. And one of their mutual friends was here on vacation in Maui. And he plays a dobro, which is sort of a guitar you lie on your lap with a resonator and a slide. I don't know if it was like 7-time U.S. or world or 9-time U.S. or world champion, Rob Ikes. But I met him like 25 years ago at a bluegrass festival. And he was in town last week. So me and one of my friends who plays mandolin flew to Maui a couple days ago. And his wife and kids went to the pool, and we landed up jamming in his hotel room in Kaanapali West End for like 5 hours straight. But this guy, Rob Ikes, I'd love to sit and jam with him again because he does amazing things on the dobro. That would be cool to sit in a room with, you know, those guys.
With Pops, Clapton.
Pops, Clapton, and Ikes and see what comes out.
To me, I guess the frame of the question came because I wanted to see like what areas you'd pull from. You know, you pulled from a Hawaiian area, rock and roll, and a little bit of the country bluegrass.
Yeah.
I think that's a reflection of your background and the music that you try to portray.
That's pretty much what I like. Now, I don't really listen to a whole lot of music. I got to start picking up some new stuff. My oldest sister always listens, looking on the computer, and she writes and sings too, and she'll always send me new stuff like, hey, listen to this, hey, listen to this. So I'm listening to Peter Moon all the time. Let's see. I was playing music in Hilo 25 years ago and hanging out with the Kahumoku brothers. We had a band called Four Wheel Drive. I actually played bass, and the two brothers played Saki. George played a 12-string steel. Moses played 6-string nylon, and we had a drummer. And they were wild, crazy Hawaiians, man. They played everything from the Beatles to Gabby, all in Slacky. We did a trip to Hana one year for the Hana Canoe Club benefit. Our host, Tiny Malaikini from Hana, Uncle Tiny, he gave us the tour of Hana because he's from Hana. The reason why he did his tour company was called Tiny's Tours. The reason why he was the tour guide was because nobody wanted to really go the 2.5-hour drive in and out all the time. So that's home for him. So he was our host for the canoe club for that weekend. We were sitting in the back of a van at Hasegawa General Store, and this idea was coming to me about this song, and we didn't have paper, so I actually wrote it on the back of a paper plate. I wish I kept the plate. It's called Hana Calls, and it's a simple song. It goes like this. I'm starting to listen more to what we consider like classical or traditional Hawaiian music. And I, you know, after all of my personal experimentation with music or whatever, it just blows me away how, you know, the ali'i and then how Hawaiian music in its simplicity, you know, but mm-hmm. there's so much space and room for interpretation.
Like
I mean, and then you get to the words too, but I mean, just the vibe, the music, the way it's structured, leaves so much space. And it's fun to try to take a song that you've heard, like a hi'ilawe or something, and not necessarily restructure it, but just try to put a little different edge on it. And the way it seems those songs were created, they created it while allowing for space for people to do that. And that's what gives the music, that kind of music, power, man, to me.
Sure.
Because it just invites you in. Hey, try this one.
Yeah, and then again, the mana of the song always lives on.
The words, and then if you can speak Hawaiian, if you understand, mm-hmm. you know, if you can a little Hawaii, then, or you get the double-edged sword, you know, you get the literal meaning and you can dig a little bit deeper.
You talked about Olelo Hawaii.
Yeah.
Olelo Hawaii?
No.
No.
got a couple friends been telling me for a while, hey, get on board, man, you know. Mm-hmm. But never pushy, but it's something that's important to me. I want to learn, and in a perfect world, you know, like write a song, and instead of translating it from English to Hawaiian, yeah, straight up.
Thinking in Hawaiian.
Yeah. That's ideal. That would be nice.
It's been fabulous to see the movement of Hawaiian language since the late 80s. I mean, there's always been these little phases of renaissance of the language, renaissance of the music, 60s into the 70s, 80s. And then again, the language being revitalized and charter schools coming up, immersion schools. The strength of Hawaiian music, and maybe this is my humble opinion, it lies in the language because of
Absolutely. The
kauna that is displayed in it, especially in hakumele, when you start writing and thinking in Hawaiian and not maybe translating from English to Hawaiian. There's it's like this aura and this little area that you could never capture it until you actually know and be in that place of understanding and speaking. I think that knowing you, it would just completely blow your mind. And I didn't start at a young age. I started back in college learning Hawaiian and also dreaming in Hawaiian. Dreaming, you're like, oh, wow, got it. You know, it's there.
Yeah.
I still need to practice and do this stuff, but it's so magical and the words. And I hope you feel the same way.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know I'm lacking a little bit, but I aspire to that, to be able to really, truly understand, you know, when I sing a Hawaiian song, as many levels of what I'm singing as mm-hmm. I can. Short of that, the melodies, you know, they're still kind of drawing me in, mm-hmm. like, hey, come on, man, until you get it, keep going this, you know, keep going.
When can we expect your next recording? What do you think the flavors of that recording going to be?
I haven't really decided yet. I know I want to take a bunch of what we consider, again, like traditional Hawaiian songs, classics or whatever, and experiment a little bit in such a way that it's been done before, like with Uncle Gabby Raikuder came and, you know, put in a little bluegrass instrumentation, light kind in the background, and then Sons of Hawaii, they've done it to a certain degree. But simply because I have access to like friends and cousins that really play like ferocious bluegrass, I'm wondering if there's, because of we all, you know, for a long time, local musicians have said that, you know, country music, or even our parents, you know, country music and bluegrass kind of run parallel, almost like cousin to Hawaiian. I want to try to see if I can experiment and try to go just a little bit deeper and have maybe a little more upfront instrumentation. So some of that, and in my mind, I've always got melodies in my mind. They just come up mm-hmm. when it's quiet, but I've had a hard time putting words that I like lately to those melodies. Mm-hmm. So I throw them in the instrumental category. So I got a bunch of instrumentals that could probably blend in with some of that and probably take a more kind of like country bluegrass kind of approach for this next one, maybe. The other one is like, I was just tripping out on this tuning. But there's another one that goes, let's see. Thank you.
the inspiration of Islands for you and the song? How did that come about?
Well, I've always been a big Kalapana fan. And in fact, in high school, me and three of my friends, the three friends that I sort of gravitated to for music, they all played football. I was the only one that didn't play. But because I played with them, they would invite me to all the parties, football parties. And that's when Kalapana came out. So we mimicked Kalapana. So I took turns going back and forth, being Mackie and Malani. And so, well, you know, always been a fan of theirs. And then when Malani went solo, they started playing Islands on the radio. I had to find out what that song was about. And he had mentioned that he was wondering one day what the first voyagers who touched ground here, what they were thinking, felt, you know, experiencing. Mm-hmm. And he tried to convey that, all those thoughts and feelings into song. And I think he did a pretty good job. I mean, people love that song. And I asked him if I could do like a, you know, if I ever recording our project, if I could cover with a version. And he was like, go in, bro. Because the words are, it's so poetic, the song. Okay. Islands, Malani Bilyeu. Thank you, brother Malani. We love your song. Go like this. Felt to the earth, glimmering and stardust, pillowed by clouds, crossing over the ocean. Birds carry the tales for the lonely islands. Men set sail, find islands far across the sea, shining in the sun. So innocent, so free. Islands that sea come true, mountain shady night, silhouette the moon, silhouette the moon. The stars following and wondering, coming so far. And as the Garden of Eden came full into view, well, they'd found their miracle of a dream come true. In these islands far across the sea, shining in the sun, so innocent, so free. Mountain shaded night, silhouette the moon, silhouette the moon. Yeah. Sailing into a vision, guided by the stars. Following and wondering, coming so far. And as the Garden of Eden came full into view, they'd found their miracle of a dream come true. In these islands far across the sea, shining in the sun, so innocent, so free. Oh, come true, mountain shaded night, silhouette the moon, silhouette the moon.
In what form do you always try to remain true to the music?
I'm just grateful that, if I'm hearing you correctly, I love to play. That's what motivates me. And music been good to me. There's not a day that goes by that I just sit and think, you know, wow, man, I could have been this or that. But somehow, of all that life kind of offered, the music thing kind of just stuck out in a little more in my direction. And the ifs and whys, I don't know, but that it is that. And the kind of gifts and rewards it's given me and then my family. I know it's, you know, just got to stick to that.
KKCR would like to thank Ernie Cruz Jr. for sharing with us on this edition of Talk Story. Talk Story was recorded at New Boomer Music and the studios of Kauai Community Radio. Funding for this program was made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Talk Story is produced by Ken Ginelli, engineered and mastered by Jerry Brocklehurst. Ernie Cruz Jr. was interviewed by KKCR Hawaiian music programmer Kilipaki Vaughn. For more information about KKCR's Talk Story, visit kkcr.org or call 808-826-7774. Aloha.